following is a darshan with the ladies at Sri Chaitanya Seva Ashram, May the 17th, 1996, Sixth World Tour.
Krishna giving me that opportunity to serve him and his devotees. And here is our very nice ashram. And many newcomer and old devotee is here. But one thing they will give attention, that is faith. Faithful chastity to Guru Gauranga. To be faithful and chaste with their service life.
I'm going to go pick up Hare Kirtan Prabhu. And I'm going to leave your car with you to Mani Prabhu. He is here.
Yes.
With your permission, of course.
He's coming? He'll call?
Yes.
Okay. It is my... Everybody is here? We join in Krishna consciousness, but we need progress. And progress will come through chastity and sincerity. Anyway, we'll lose that two qualities and qualification. Service, everybody cannot do so much, no doubt. As their capacity, they will do seva. But Krishna will accept everything. If they are sincere and they are enriched with full faith. Then sincerity, very important for everybody. Enthusiastically, many new devotees, they join, but they must be faithful. They must think to their guru. Here, guru is so important. Actually, you are thinking, I am guru, but I am thinking my guru. This way, our preceptorial line going up to Rupa Goswami Prabhu. You must think my desire, what I need. And I must think my guru's desire. And this is our procedure to go to the king, queen, Radharani. And Radharani, she is the chief commander. And Rupa Goswami Prabhu, under guidance of Radharani, direct guidance if something, and controlled by Lalita Devi. But something direct guidance, what Lalita Devi also do not know. That is a hard position. Then, have you hired some special quality and qualification? And it is, may not be with everybody, but if they are sincere and they are faithful, Krishna must bestow His mercy upon them. And that is only our hope. If we think we are all qualified, that is wrong, that is not truth. We are all unqualified, this is truth. But our mood of service, their sincerity, then result will come to us. And you all very happily giving your service to Divine Master, and your expectation must be fulfilled. This is my prayer to my Guru Maharaj. He will give His blessings to you all. And I am always with you all. Nothing hidden. I have only prayer to Guru Maharaj. He will give strength for your practicing life. And any question you have, you can do me. This is very good. Our meeting, private meeting, but very important. And it's also, I am thinking it is very important. Yes?
Maharaj, I just wanted to thank you for this and tell you how special it is for us to meet with you alone, be able to talk freely and ask you questions that are particular to us, perhaps. I have so many questions, but I wanted to hear you speak about raising children and discipline and education and things that are important to you to help raise our children nicely.
Children are very sweet in our family. Everybody's family, I am seeing their children, very sweet children, and they are growing very happily. And for their education, until if we cannot do anything special, some class, if can do, that is very good. For them, some special teaching about Krishna consciousness. And also it is necessary to give them some mundane qualification, which will be in future they are easy to maintain themselves. And I also given this advice before. Some of our sister concern, ISKCON people came to Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj sent to me, and I told them, yes, two education is necessary, one for their maintenance. When they are grown up, then they need, maybe somebody will go grihastha life, somebody need more education, and basis necessary to make. If in our society we can give that knowledge, then no problem. But I think so, it is not going to be possible immediately. And if it is, then very good. Teaching some arrangement to do within our, and here in America, this facility I am seeing, what is not in India, facilities that their nature, as their nature, they can grow with education. that type of education they are getting from junior stage. Whereas it is in India, from senior position, they will get that opportunity. But here, from class 8 maybe, or class 6, they can choose their as their choice. That way they can go, someone can go, any different kind of their test. As their test, they can get that education. And all educations have value here. And India, not same value giving there. Even who is past master degree in Bengali language, he is not getting so much chance. But who is who have got master degree in English language, he always welcome from all school. And other service also. And there now India gradually they are dividing the educational method. But here it is very easy to choose. From childhood they can choose which line they will follow. But general education or must be that Krishna consciousness. With father, mother, and relatives, many were all relatives. And here children also like that. They are thinking everybody, they are friend, everybody, they are brother, sister, like that. Then it is very good environment and good mood also for them. This way, and where is not possible, there we can send our children to Mandani school. There are also some, in England, there are few of children, father, mother, they ask me. But father, mother themselves giving training to them and sending to school. And they have Sikha. Teacher asking, oh, yeah, what is this style of your hair? And he said, class is, both are twin, is 10 years old, and told to the teacher, no, it is not my fashion, it is my religion. My guru given it, and what neck beat? What is this? It is my religion, neck beat, Tulasi beat. And teacher happy, not told anything. But the boys also very strong boys. Now they become 13 years old. And I told his father, mother, send them to school. That is education necessary for their maintenance. Otherwise they cannot maintain, and in future what they will be, they do not know. Future may not be brahmachari whole life, then necessarily their maintenance, they will be grihastha. But culture they will get as Krishna consciousness, culture they will get, that way they will marry. And their fooding, lodging will be that way. But they will follow in the school line, and their education also they will follow. And for the children, at present, this is my advice. When they are growing more, necessary to give them both educations. And here, giving style is very nice, and worry no one interfering to others.
One devotee who could not come today asked me to ask you a question. She asked about older daughters and how we should guide them or help protect them. You know, in India, you betroth a daughter, right? You betroth. They still do that, right?
মানে হচ্ছে যে একটু মেয়েরা বড় হয়ে গেলে তাদের বাবা মা বিয়ে ঠিক করে, এখানে মেয়েরা বড় হলে তাদের কিভাবে
এটা বাবা মা ঠিক করতে পারবে? ভাই, ফাদার মাদার উইল গাইড দেয়ার মানে ফিউচার গৃহস্থ লাইফ, দ্যাট ইজ ভেরি গুড, আই থিঙ্ক সো, দ্যাট উইল বি গুড ফর দেয়ার ফিউচার লাইফ. But, yes. But they cannot ignore their society life also. The under the father, mother guidance, it is more protective. If they can follow that, that is very good. And father, mother will decide, it is Indian style. Now also Indian style is changing. Actually, when they are getting aged over 14, they are becoming some desperate. And they are desperately doing many things. And result always not good. I have seen our many devotees. They are not thinking it is suffering, that is their country is very sober, country not given that culture to them. But father, mother knows more than them. It is no doubt. If they will accept father and mother's advice, that must be good for them. But father, mother also must be generous and conscious about their own self. And they also not will do wrong. Sometimes I am saying, father, mother, they are also doing wrong. More generous the children than father, mother. That's also many higher. It is depending their personal position. And I am saying, they are very free when getting adult age. They are choosing their husband or wife. And if within devotee, I am not giving any objection. And lastly, this is my suggestion. At least, if necessary to marry, they will marry who is vegetarian and no intoxication. Who is following these two things? They can manage. And gradually, not to push them, they come consciousness, Krishna consciousness, but gradually can preach them about Krishna consciousness, or can bring to me also. I can help you. That is, youngest, some desperateness will come, and curiosity, that's also very difficult to avoid in this Western world. Still India is shy to tell father, mother, I want to marry. Never can tell. After maybe 26, they are expressing something coming to them. But before 26, if you will propose, they will avoid. But they want to marry, but cannot say yes. Suddenly our one devotee married. Two devotees. Both are Australian. Come to Navadvip, one girl, and she told me, I shall go to Navadvip, and if you give me chance, I shall start your mission. And it was my plan. And I told her, you pass the examination and come to Navadvip. I can organize one school there. And two girls, they already passed examination, BT, bachelor training. I come out from India this time, and she told, I am going for 1 year to take education in London, more higher education. What I said, I told, yes, go. There was one brahmachari, looking nice, and brahmachari is good brahmachari. And both gone. And again come back now. And they are shy to tell. That is, they come in the line of Krishna consciousness, shy to tell who you want to marry. Then they ran away, then come back. I have got that news. They come back, and it is not bad for me. That is, the girls, they must marry. It is normal. Otherwise, protection of their life is not under the society. Many devotees at a time living, that is protection. And it's not that. What is in our discernment? Here, 5, 6 or more devotees, they are living in a house, and they are each other helping. It is one kind of protection for them. And gents also, they are helping. Thank you, Dhamudra Prabhu, I have some proof, Prabhu. It is of the Prabhu. Everybody is affectionate and faithful in them. This is, they, if not with marry whole life, no problem will come. But otherwise, individual life, always some danger. For that, necessary marriage, but very, very similar mentality. That is good for them. At least minimum, I told them, he must be Vegetarian plus no intoxication. Intoxication I'm seeing all over the world very much spread and affected to young society. And also it is opposite for male devotees. If they cannot stay in brahmachari life, it is not push them, they must be brahmachari, cannot stay brahmachari. They also can marry same religious mentality gone. That is good. And here that opportunity, India, that type of opportunity, not in India, that is in India, they are Brahmin must marry Brahmin. And Khatriya must marry Khatriya. Like that. Here is not that difficulty. And I have no objection also. I am happy. If any girl's marriage, happy marriage, I am very happy to see that. Or any boy will marry any devotee girl. That is very good. And not to cheat themselves, actually. What their position, that way they will try to maintain their spiritual life.
I didn't understand. I just couldn't understand what you said. Did you say that women should marry? Is that what you said?
Women?
Women.
Huh.
You said that they should marry? Is that what you
not
said?
Not should marry, I told. If not their society life. Society means associations
like.
I will change on all the Sanojatache. May they take two punches.
Devotee
family, if they are not that opportunity to stay in the devotee family life. Someone do not want to marry, but forcefully not necessary to make her marry.
Sometimes when someone is realizing now I'm in the ashram, I'm wanting to be very serious in Krishna consciousness and serve the Guru only, but I know that in the future I want to enter Grihastha ashram. Do you have a recommendation how that person can get to know the other person if they want to see if they have a like mentality and would like to be married, so they would like to associate and get to know each other? How is the best way for them to do that without creating a disturbance in the ashram? At what point would they move out of the ashram because they are interested in marrying?
Best is that the guardian will negotiate. That is best. Marriage negotiation, what happened? I'm telling you. One boy I have, he is Swedish boy. And every day he is very happy doing seva. But boy is very proud. And relationship with me very easy. And every day I am asking, how are you? How are you? And one day he told, your mother, everything is very good, but I need wife. I am thinking I shall be mad. And that will be good for me. And it's a long time I am thinking that. Then I think, he is eager to marry and not to disturb to others. Then I told, yes, if I shall get any appropriate girl for you, I shall tell. that I have got one God. And that God, you know, heart maybe many. And that boy's name, what? Saraswati, that God is Saraswati. Aditi Nanda. I told until he wife. And Saraswati, she told, I shall not go back to Venezuela. If I die, I shall die here. I shall not go back to Venezuela, but her visa is finished. She must go back. And she do not want to go back, and she told, any person will marry me, then I shall get this opportunity to be a member of their country, then I shall not go back to Venezuela. And immediately it's come in my mind, is that boy. And I know that boy has some income in his own flat. And he can maintain his family.
Women's darshan, he said, he can help it.
I'm not a chauvinist. I live there. We'll try to let another one in. We want to move forward a little bit. Just a little bit. I shall come through.
Everyone wants to come here.
Okay.
Yes, you are up to the statue. And I will get some.
Okay, stay there.
Then I told you, yes, I have one. But you not negotiate. Then, then I told Chidananda, yeah, you negotiate. You are old man. But marriage not will be possible in our mark. That is Brahmacharya Ashram. And all Brahmacharya will get enthusiasm for that. I told to Aditi Nanda, you have one good friend, I know that. And he must do it while to him. And he has come. He is a good friend. And famous person also. Then now Aditi Nanda told, oh Maharaja, I have done wrong. I told no other way. Once you jump in the lake, you must be wet. I requested, you cannot continue your Brahmachari life. He told no, Maharaj. Very simple hearted boy. Then I told, it is good to marry. But wait, I am saying, the, any devotee God I shall get, that will be good for me. And this way, father, mother can negotiate. That is good. Father, mother always will share of their children. There is no heaviness. And another thing is, I am saying that is divorce. It is also a very bad thing. But their country accepted. And their life was going that way. What can I say more for that? If I interfere with that situation, that not good for me. They lose their. But it is not happy. They are also not happy, no doubt. Yes, your question?
I was just wondering, when especially women, especially in Grihastha women, they're doing so much service to their family and to the temple, and maybe they're getting very overwhelmed. They don't always chant their rounds or read very much or get much rest. And what is our best, how do we, what would be our best internal mood to keep ourselves enthusiastic?
Girastha is the ashram. For that it is called Girastha ashram. And Brahmachari also living in ashram. And ashram means there is Krishna consciousness flowing. When service to their Girastha life, they can transfer it to service to the Krishna. And as they are required for maintenance, must they do that. But side by side, they are practicing life, what is most valuable, the service to Guru Vaishnava. They not will forget it anyway. And that way they will continue their Grihastha life. I have seen all Grihastha, good Grihastha, they have some arrangement to give bhog to the deity they are going to doing their job outside and coming back and offering some to the deity. And with the children, they are some practicing the devotional singing or reading as possible by them, and also teaching the children about Krishna consciousness very affectionately. It is very carefully and affectionately necessary to do, otherwise they will be with revolt mentality. Not to give chance to them to be revolt, to do revolt. Very affectionately. And mood will be sympathetic. It is, I have got by the mercy of Krishna, the children come to me. I shall give nourishment, proper nourishment to the children. In this way, they will continue their Grihastha life. Yes?
It's just like a little concern about my daughter, because she's initiated and it's hard for her to chant round, to chant her beat. So I don't want to force that, you know, to obligate. I really want that when she chants, because she wants to chant. So she doesn't chant so much. So can, I don't know, what do you think?
Give some remembrance as possible. You try to satisfy your chanting beats. Not so much she is chanting, is it?
Yeah, not so much.
But chanting. Chanting or not?
Sometimes.
Sometimes and sometimes not.
Yeah.
Then giving remembrance, you promise to your guru, he will chant. And affectionately give what you will tell the affectionately and good nourishment. Children always need it. They want good behavior from father, mother. Good means affection only. That is their hankering. Father, mother talking, they are jumping the lap of mother or father and try to talk. Taking attention. You not forget me, I am middle. Okay. Like that. Their nature is like this. And we give the nourishment to them. but give remembrance, that is teachings, but we every children not same nature. If you force someone, he will revolt. And someone not necessary to force or anything, they willingly will do. It is seeing their nature, prescription will be for him. But it necessary, when they took Harinam Diksha, they must try to chant it, not forget. Otherwise, habit not will grow in the line of Krishna consciousness. Ignorance will come in their spiritual life. Now, anyway, it is necessary to manage, but not forcefully.
Maharaj, when you said before about divorce, in my work, and I work as a therapist, counselor, and for many years that profession has encouraged people to split up if things were not perfect. So, but now they're saying, no, no, we were wrong. We broke up families and everyone has suffered. We want everyone to become self-actualized and have perfect lives. And that's not the way it is, you know. So they're retracting that now and saying that was a mistake and trying to encourage people to work it through, you know. So I guess what I was saying is, you were saying too, that, I mean, marriages are not perfect. There's problems. People argue, there's differences, but to stick it through, to work it out, right? And to stay together as much as possible. Right?
Yes.
But not in the case of abuse?
Be tolerant and as much as possible stay together.
But in the case of abuse, if the man is abusing, I mean, the husband is abusing the wife physically or emotionally like that? Or beating, hitting, something like that? Is divorce okay?
That is not good. Anyway, that is not good. Then necessary to give that consciousness to a husband or wife.
It's common here, though.
India, they are tolerating everything.
Uh-huh.
They are not thinking. Still in the village side of India, not big city, maybe. But big city also there are very few. They are tolerating. And their family life is good.
Yeah.
Still good. When one child born in the family, that child is everybody's child. There is father, mother, brother, sister, uncle, grandmother, grandfather. Everybody is thinking this is my child.
Uh-huh.
And that way they are giving nourishment. Mother's part, they are very little. Mother only given breast milk. And all doing everybody.
Uh-huh.
That is, India family life is very sweet family life.
Is it true in India that girl babies are killed?
No, it is. We not heard it. It's some rumor I heard, the girl babies they are killing. But still we have not informed. We are not informed.
In China.
I do not know. Then I cannot name China, but India not like that. But somehow jungle men have done madly something. Maybe somebody have seen it and telling this is tradition of India. It's not.
Well, I've seen on television there was a thing about India and it said that and in the newspaper I read it, that women were being killed by their husbands because their dowries weren't big enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being poured, they were being doused with gasoline and burned.
Uh-huh.
Mother-in-law.
Yes.
Mother-in-law.
No, it is happened. It is very very few cases it's happened.
Would they like to show these?
This, the small one.
Someone can do the pan. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you stand.
You stand up.
Ah, the small one.
Yeah,
yes.
Small.
Another one? Okay.
He's okay.
India is somehow happening.
Yes, I see a tendency.
Yes, it is true. It is true, somebody for their condition, bribe condition, cannot fulfill, and their
were being killed by their husbands because their dowries weren't big enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being poured, they were being doused with gasoline and burned.
Mother-in-law.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mother-in-law.
No, it is happened. It is very... Very few cases it's happened.
Would they like to show these?
This, the small one.
Someone can do the pan.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you stand. Ah, a small one.
Yeah,
yes,
small.
Another one? Okay. India is somehow happening.
Yes, I see a tendency.
Yes, it is true. It is true, somebody for their condition, bribe condition, cannot fulfill, and they are torturing the guard. And who also did many have it. And I know it is truth also, torturing.
It is very
Yeah. A small quantity,
but there's a dominance. There's a male dominance in the religion that's hard for some women to negotiate.
বলছে পুরুষের আধিপত্য নাকি আমাদের ধর্মে খুব বেশি সেটা তো আমরা তো ধর্মে খুব
actually it is.
American women, I say, I think it's one world, and the world is changing, and I think America is the leader of the change, as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
How is America changing?
Well, I just see the women taking a stronger, being more independent and more, assertive and not being afraid not to marry.
In India, there was a prime minister in India many years ago. You cannot have a woman prime president in America even today.
But she does have a valid point, because this is an issue that comes up very often. I think it's important to talk about that in America, women, when there's want to be very equal, and they see that that they want to know how, what is the position of women, and how do women fit in? Because I've heard this from many people, so it's not uncommon. I think it's good to discuss that. When we went to San Jose, remember the women said the men are up on the stage. And
actually, in India, their woman is very powerful.
Yes.
But women, when getting age in family life, they are getting power. But young woman, not powerful. In family life, young woman not getting power immediately. But when she is getting some child, and
but why does she have to get power through the child?
This is one political discussion. We want to do a spiritual discussion here. And it's just, we're all devotees, and we really want to be with our guru.
It's natural and happy.
And this is not like a public open forum, our personal. If we could manage that just for now. And later we'll have many political discussions for years and years, if you like.
Thank you.
It's okay.
She's a devotee, but she's the second wife. So she's worried because she wants to know how is her position. She's the second wife of the devotee who was married before, and now that devotee is married with her. She's concerned because of the, especially in the Indian culture, the wedding has to last, and now she's feeling that she's the second wife. So she wants to know how is her position, how.
His
wife
has
another wife? Yeah, she's the second wife. Second wife, but
is the first wife still there?
No,
she's
divorced.
What's the problem? God. No, I know, not divorce. I think so. Is it?
The devotee is already divorced, and he
no, by law, divorce?
Yeah,
by law.
Then no problem. If by law he is divorced, then what is the tradition of their country rule? They can marry again. But if law will accept it, otherwise they will be accused by the government. In India, two wife is not possible. But many persons have two wife, but if one wife will complain to the government will come and arrest. But they are not complaining, their nature is that. If they have love for their husband, then not complaining. Husband done wrong, no doubt, or husband not satisfied with her. But husband is husband, that honor they are giving in India. But I have not seen one case in Bengal they complain. But I know many, they have two wives. But if not will complain, government not will come, and they not complain. They are thinking, okay, my husband gone a little other way, but he will get punishment. I do not want it. That is their mood.
Maharaj, I have a question. Right now I'm studying in college. I'm working on my master's degree, and I wanted to teach. I felt like I wanted to be a teacher. And right now I'm working on my master's where I can teach in college. And lately, ever since I've been coming here, I feel like I've been wanting to do a lot more service. And teaching in college, it's hard to bring spirituality into academics. And in the last few days, I've been praying really hard for something to manifest, or what should I do to do as much service as possible. And the idea of, I was thinking, I've seen all the children here and how important the children are in this community to learn both spirituality and academics, like you said earlier. And I was wondering what the possibility would be to start a school here in this community for the children so that they can learn academics but also learn Krishna consciousness, for the devotee kids that live on the land who are doing homeschooling because the parents are really busy in their service, and then also for the families of devotees that send their kids to public schools, which in some respect aren't the greatest for devotion life. And I was wondering,
it is good if we can organize that in this ashram. That is, here is space also, and we can do that, but necessary here administration, to talk with the administration. If they can manage it, that is very good. They started. Did we start it? No? That is good. And it can be bigger. If still it is existing, then can be bigger and scale, and we can invite to the others also, who is non-devotee, if they want to give their children to our mission, that's also we can invite.
We should have tuition. We should have tuition or no tuition? Free school?
Or both?
No.
Why should they don't live in the kitchen?
Necessary to know their situation and
individual.
To ask the Pushta Krishna Prabhu, Hasopriya Prabhu, Yudhavanna Prabhu, and other ladies also, qualified ladies here, to make a meeting and take decision. That will be good. That is, I shall not stay here long time, and it is not suitable for me also to. But suggestion is good suggestion. If we can organize one school, that both academic education and also our Krishna consciousness line education. This type of school in India many. Ramakrishna Mission, they are also giving that. Bharat Seva Samshan, they are also few schools. Arjya Sabha, they are also like that. School. Every school has some, they are religious and academic, both.
In India, they pay tuition or no tuition?
They are paid.
They pay.
And don't pay.
Double pay.
But education also like that. I have seen my 200 students, they sent for final examination, and 200 have got first class result. Maybe one only second class, and 199 their first division they have got. And many stand, they are doing. The school also like that. Nicely they have teachings. But government is not favorite of them, then government trying to smash that school. Yeah. Every year, Ramakrishna Mission Narendra Pur. That all, mostly 60 to 80 students getting the letter mark and taking stand.
and 6 lakh students. They are first, second, third. Up to 10th, they have 2-3 stand. And many, many they are letter marks. Letter marks means over 80. They are getting
like A plus. A plus.
But that is school government wants to smash. That is government communist, and they do not want like that religious education in Bengal.
I have one question. All these ladies are good friends in Northern Ireland. They work very hard. They're concerned for their husbands, for their family. I think we need a little encouragement on how to develop our own inner hankering and faith, how to make ourselves appreciate reading and chanting and knowing that that's our important part of our life.
Yes.
Our personal, only this soul.
Yes. That is, they will do discussion about their religion, the religious class, discussion, discourses together. Okay. This is very important.
Ladies.
Yeah. Freely they can discuss, and if they will make one society, within there, you are all is here, maybe some experienced lady devotee, they can take an advisor post for others. Giving free discussion chance, free discourses, for their dignity, free discussion. And they will take advisor's position. It will be good for you if you do this, do that. And also, advice necessary for whom he also sees, she also will be humble to them and will try to take their advice.
That's a hard thing.
But it is good, the discourse about our Krishna consciousness, discourses weekly, some twice, thrice as possible. It is very good. And only reading book in our room, more better this, the discourses. Everybody will try to discuss. And this way we can increase. Seva we will do, but necessary some enthusiasm. And it will come through discourses. Why we will do, why, what seva will be suitable for me. And some mentally they will open themselves. And who will give some advice must be affectionate. That way, they will try to continue their society.
And japa, chanting japa?
Chanting japa also can do half an hour or something. Everybody will sit and give meditation mood and can do that chanting japa. That is very good. That is best. That is best, I shall say. Children also, they will try to follow their proper mother. And half an hour, within half an hour, or maybe 40 minutes, they can finish 4 rounds easily.
I was speaking with David Moye earlier. I was trying to find out more clearly about offering our food that we cook in our homes, because I know there was a standard for Garunga's restaurant when I was working there, and there's a standard for the temple, but what is the standard within the home? Because, I mean, we bring in things like grains cooked by, like, you know, loaves of bread, maybe we'll make a sandwich.
Toast,
something like that. Is that offerable? Or is that an offense to offer some bread cooked from outside of the home? Or you understand?
Actually, I understand.
And then
not fully understand. Here is the way Didi can tell what you are telling. Actually, it is good to buy from pure vegetarian shop.
Uh-huh.
Then that we can offer to Krishna, but like bread.
Mm-hmm.
If we will buy bread, the pure vegetarian shop, pure vegetarian will not will be there egg.
Yeah.
And onion, etc.
No egg, no mushrooms, no onions.
From that shop, only bakery, they are not mixing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that we will make toast. And with butter or something as we have, or jelly, and make toast. That is fire, touch fire, it will become purified. This way we can offer the bread also.
And also the process of offering is saying your Guru Pranams three times? How many times?
As when you take prasadam, that is follow in your house.
Yes.
Morning, someone taking 9 o'clock, within 9 o'clock taking and going for job.
Yeah, but
outside.
I mean the process when how do you offer it? You
offering
for
process?
Like Swami Maharaj said, you know, to say his pranams three times, and that is the offering process Swami Maharaj instructed. But did Srila Sridhar Maharaj have
same
instruction?
Same instruction.
Okay.
And then there's two other mantras.
I do not know what told Swami Maharaj, but I believe what he told Guru Maharaj also, that instruction of Guru Maharaj also. Same instruction.
Uh-huh.
That is our society following one instruction.
Yes. I was just confused.
No problem.
I heard about offering already. When you're buying, you're offering it. Oh, I'm buying this for this Prabhu. Oh, I'm buying this for this Prabhu. Already, you're offering it as you're buying it. As you're going to purchase it, you think, oh, I want this for this boy, I want this for this girl, I want this for dad. So you're buying it. So already, you're pretty much offering.
Then all will offer to Krishna.
Then offer again.
You are buying this. But your children and your husband,
right,
or your everybody, they are devotee also.
Uh-huh.
No problem you have.
Okay.
But others, if any problem, that's also not problem. Actually, what we buy through hand, in hand, we can offer to Giriraj. And it is very good to teach the boys or girls, what you will eat, you show to Krishna, and Krishna will take it, then they will take it.
Uh-huh.
And it is our Raga Marga, and very appropriate in this country, especially Western country. Raga Marga they will follow, but not imitation, with heart. You want fruits. I like these fruits. I take it and I cannot wait. Then memorize. Krishna, you take it. Then we shall take it. My children, I am telling you for this. And Krishna will take it. That is quality and the care of Krishna.
How come I can
have my mind wise to use it.
Mind, it is necessary to meditate Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and be humble, be tolerant, and happiness and sadness work, we will come. Happiness or sadness, what will come to me, we will try to tolerate it. This way mind will be quiet, otherwise no way to control the mind.
It will go, but again and again
we will try to concentration in the japa. That's called sadhana. Yes, Dini?
In the time of Srila Prabhupada, he was very strict about our dress. And I'm always wondering, what is your desire in terms of how the ladies dress? We're living in the Western world, but do you have a desire for us to dress in a sari as much as possible, or is it, what do you want us to do?
As suitable their lifestyle, they can dress it. That is my thinking. I think it before also, that their lifestyle, what is suitable, that way they will dress. But if it is India, I can suggest something. But West, I do not want to disturb their environment. But what is suitable as that dress, they will. But in the ashram or going in the society, if they will dress as their religion, that way, that is very good. But they are going to their job. What India also doing, when they are going to the court, a lawyer, he is taking one black coat. A barrister taking a Thai black coat. Judge taking hair imitation. And police, they are dressing with their own garment. Like that. South India, the lady police, as their service, as their job, necessary they will dress like that. There are no objection. But if anyone taken saffron brahmachari cloth, they will continue that saffron. That is very good. And it is bhav. When they taken saffron, that is bhav. And others not taken bhav, they will continue that saffron. Otherwise, and it is very fair, not so much attractive dress for attraction others.
Yes.
That's not so good. But if their service like that, that is another thing. Like the nurse, the crews, their own dress. Uniform. Who have uniform, he must use their uniform.
I didn't understand that when you buy bread, if you need to buy it from a source that is pure vegetarian, or if just the bread needs to be vegetarian.
No, shop is pure vegetarian shop. That is good. My idea, I have seen, if we not will eat in the flight, that is very good. But we are eating in the flight, unhappily, very unhappily, we are eating. But not to eat, that is good. And it is a remembrance come in vegetarian and non-vegetarian stall, bread everybody is selling. Now who is selling bread, non-vegetarian? They are touching non-vegetarian food also. That's not appropriate. That is why I am telling playing, they are touching everything.
I don't think there is a goat store here. Is there a non-vegetarian store here?
Only bread store, not here.
No, bakery. That's why Srila Prabhupada used to ask us to make everything. If it is, can make in that house, that is very good. That's what they will make in their house.
The health food stores, they're not 100% vegetarian, but the company from which the bread is made might be 100% vegetarian. So would that be okay? We all shop at the health food stores, most of us, and they're not all vegetarian, but the products that we buy might come from a completely vegetarian company. So that's okay, is it? Or is it not?
For maintenance, they are life as possible, we will follow the rules and regulations. That is vegetarian. And more details, they will decide. That is good. But they will follow as much as possible. It is depending upon their situation. They are hungry, no food with them. They are getting the bread or anything somewhere. They've taken, it is record. Sangma has himself done it. But Sangma has not organized it. He took his food in same fridge, had his non-vegetarian and vegetarian food. He told me, otherwise I cannot believe it. He himself told me, my food was with non-vegetarian food. But what shall I do? I take it that. Once he is making some chapati, etc., and keeping in the fridge, and again, once making it like that. But it is depending upon situation, everything.
Yes, sir.
You are going this way, that way. You are hungry, you have seen that, and it is written also Siddhi Shastra, Yadrabbang Mulyena Shuddha. So when you are paying, instead of paying, you are getting that food. That is becoming pious. This is Drabbang Mulyena Shuddha. Who is making that bread in that company, that is not. But non-vegetarian, vegetarian food, different. You will try to buy non-vegetarian. Vegetarian shop. And Drabbang Mulyena Shuddha. And this thing is so much important, not. But if you can follow all the rules and regulations, very good. But if not follow, Westerners have much excuse. That is, this world going within their own rules, regulations, circumstance, environment. And what do you do? You are living there. But as much as possible, you will try to follow the rules and regulations. That is okay. Otherwise we can say you follow the fruits. Fruits is good, but fruit in fruit plate, they are given me meat in flight. But I do not know that. But I was careful. I told to Mohan, Mohan, see, what is this? I am thinking it is not proper. And Mohan knows, he immediately taken that bread. But later, what they given, I not took, I cannot took. That is, I know, they took off that meat. And given maybe different plate and taken that fruit given to me. And I am not eating fruit also. Then I am taking mostly the banana. Oh, I like banana.
Peanuts.
Peanuts. Very nice. One by one.
Many of us were given second initiation. I, for one, have allowed Gayatri Mantra to lapse, sometimes chanting, sometimes not. Is it necessary to hear again Gayatri Mantra?
No, not necessary, but you must chant Gayatri Mantra. And once, at least once, must be. We are not telling once, we are telling all is true. But at least one must be everything. And without food is very good. Before food, without food. Before food is very good. After taking bath, before food, you can chant. And if you can do it in the evening, that is very good. That is depending upon you. And two times is rule. Three times is accepted happening. At least once there necessary to take Gayatri Mantra. Otherwise, why take Gayatri Mantra?
Ich arbeite in einer Arbeit, wo Frauen sind mit Problemen, die in einen neuen Lebensabschnitt gehen. Sie ist separiert von, also getrennt vom Mann.
She works in a situation where there are women, women who are separated from their husbands.
And sometimes these ladies have many problems in the mind, in the new situation, in handling this. They ask me, also die fragen mich viel und die schütten halt alles vor meine Füße. Ne?
They ask her a lot of questions and they put everything in front of her, all their problems.
Und manchmal, aber ich möchte ja mein Leben so gestalten, dass ich, was ich tue, das als Seva irgendwie wahrnehme.
And she wants, what she tells them and what she does, that it is a service.
Und manchmal habe ich einfach das Gefühl, als würde ich das aufessen und dann komme ich nach Hause und bin völlig K.O. Also sprich, ich kann mein Mind irgendwie nicht so kontrollieren, dass ich den Abstand noch habe dazu. Also die Gunas, die fressen mich einfach auf.
And sometimes it's so much that it eats her up, like it takes so much from her.
Mm-hmm.
They take so much from her, she tells them what she knows and she wants to use it as seva to give them, to encourage them. But sometimes she feels drained, like it takes so much energy from her. And that's huge. She's finished when she comes home.
So ich kann den Mind nicht so im Abstand halten. Ich falle immer wieder da rein, weißt du? Also wenn man sich vorstellt, dass das alles so spielen
ist. Und das mit der Gehirntherkunft, der kriegt ja. সংসারে সব মিটে গিয়েছে মনে হয়, এখন নানা রকম প্রশ্ন আসছে মনে
হয়।
She's becoming too emotional.
The issue mera tader shamil ke shonge ar nei ha tader sob nanan samasya shob oke eshe bolche ar o tader sob samasya niye sob shomoy jorito thake tader bolte hoy poro ei corona eshe korte korte o nijei iye hoye jacche klanto hoye jacche o joriye porche khub beshi ki korbe
যদি পরোপকার করতে পারে তো ভালোই, Die Korwin. Oh, thank you for so much.
This is your question that you become very overwhelmed with their problems. And
ja,
wie
kann man sich da mehr schieben, so richtig, dass du bei dir bleibst, aber auch noch jetzt in dem Moment das Richtige geben kannst? Wie kannst du da immer wissen, dass das ist jetzt wirklich auch richtig einfach? Ne?
She needs more control. How can she ask how she can retire more from the emotions? That she doesn't get so involved, so that she can hold. Keep more to herself and still well.
মানে নিজে বেশি না জড়িয়ে পড়ে কি করে ওদের সাহায্য করবে ও মনে করছে যে ওর মধ্যে ওদের সাংসারিক সমস্যা নিজে বেশি জড়িয়ে পড়ছে সেরকম জড়িয়ে না পড়ে কি সাহায্য করে যায় মানে ওর নিজের ইয়েটা আধ্যাত্মিক জীবনটা ওই করতে চান
She wants to ask you how she can control that for herself. Because she wants to help.
We can tell them you have to come to me.
It's good.
But I am telling you, I do not want to interfere in your family life. I am telling you that. I do not want to interfere in your family life. That is, family life, there are several difficulties. When one wife do not want to stay with her husband, there are many things, problem must come. And in the West, different mood for divorce. Then what I can say to them? I must say, divorce is not good. That I must say. That is money. As you say, you tolerate it. When you marry, you have got some experience in your life, try to continue it. And if you do divorce, not marry again. If any advice they want from me, I must say. If anyone divorce, not to marry again. And join in the mission and do some seva. This is very good for them also. And here I am seeing Judamundi is very affectionate. You know? I went to the study to see their our mother's house. And there I have seen everybody's house, everybody's room. Actually, I want to see which way they are living. Not very style there, but everybody is happily staying there. That is my feelings I have got. And I am happy to see that. And more lady also, there will be accommodated. And today is two persons have initiation, no? Who will take? They are here?
Yes.
Or you are? And your
my husband is
husband. Are you ready?
Not quite. I need some help.
Okay. Now 10:30 if initiation. 9 to 10:30, 1.5 hours. More time I can give, no problem. I have that is I am if I shall not talk with you, someone will come. My talking not will stop.
The bathing water is ready.
My talking not will stop. I am engaged and I am happy. I am always happy. That is, this is my business. Krishna giving me that seva. But only sitting in one place, not sometimes finished. Boring. Leg swallow. Coming, leg swallow.
Swollen.
And throat trouble also sometimes coming. But non stop in Navadvip also. In Navadvip. Or in Calcutta, in Puri, in Vrindavan, everywhere. My situation like this. And I am habituated and I am happy. That is, I have got some sadhi.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Maharaj. Again, I am coming back by the grace of Guru Maharaj, maybe possible, from Mexico. Then I shall stay 2 days here. First I shall come, and 1, 2, and 3 I shall go.
This is I have a question, and it's for all of us. And it's, you are our father. You're my father, and I feel that I want to ask this on behalf of all the girls and the younger girls. And every month we are considered to be unclean, and we want to do a lot of service. And everyone is doing so much service, and I wanted to know what is the standard, the things that we can do and the things that we can't do. Like, for instance, entering the temple room, cooking.
Not entering into the temple room, that is good, and also chanting Gayatri Mantra, and that is a little difficult thinking. But
we should not chant?
No. Gayatri Mantra. I shall search. Before I just search it, but now I'm telling the clean position necessary to chant Gayatri Mantra. And other things you know which way you will manage. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is no rules and regulations, no restrictions.
Yes.
Every situation, every time you can chant. And it will be fulfilled up. If cannot chant Gayatri Mantra, that's also be filled up. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, little more.
Yes. So we should not enter the temple room when we are considered to be unclean.
Yes.
Like making garlands.